Well, hello everybody, it's your host Mark here, and welcome back to another episode of Destination Podcast. Today we got a story from a Lewis A. Kosher. The story involves a musical instrument that was delivered to kids on Halloween around the 60s. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some childhood memories. Only one thing could change our childhood financial model. That model went like this. If we had less than a dime to spend, we went to one of the two mom and pop stores on our block. With a dime or more, but less than a quarter, we went a few blocks farther to Bender's Grocery, the closest store that sold comic books. And if it was a quarter or more, we would walk all the way to the big city of Wesleyville, almost a whole mile from our home in Erie, Pennsylvania, to go to Catrabone's Variety Store, where we could buy anything from Weirdo's Monster Bubblegum carts to Aurora Monster Plastic Model Kits. Catrabone's had plastic monkeys that smoked when you lit a paper cigarette, a massive candy counter, and things to explore in every corner of the store. They even had gumball machines that contained bees, which were yellow gumballs with two stripes on them. If we were lucky enough to get one, our penny became 5 cents when we presented the gumball to a cashier and were handed the nickel prize in exchange. Sorry about that. Thus, when we had more money, Catrabone's was quite the adventure for us. We thought a mile was an incredible distance to go. It was a unit of vast measurement. We kicked a football a mile high. That snake was a mile long. Are you kidding? That's a mile away. And on and on. So, a walk to Catrabone's didn't happen unless we were inspired by some real money, like a quarter or more. Unless it was October in the 1960s, and Catrabone's was selling Wowie wax whistles. The Wowie wax whistle was a centerpiece of the 1960s kids' Halloween. It helped us to stretch Halloween out as long as possible. The first appearance of a Wowie on the shelf meant that the doors to Halloween had been opened. Not that we needed much encouragement in that direction to us. All of October was Halloween, and September, loosely translated into kids speak, meant the month before Halloween. Many people today might wonder what a Wowie wax whistle is. Words cannot describe this brilliant, iconic confection, but I will try. The distant cousins of the Wowie wax whistle, red wax lips with vampire teeth, and the wax mustache, are still with us today. The Wowie, though, no longer with us, was made of the same sweet, aromatic, chewing wax, but it was orange. And it was a whistle, a panpipe of sorts, except each opening was a whistle and not just an open hole to blow into like a panpipe. The highest pitch was to the right and the lowest was to the left. The descending order of the pipes made the whistle quite short on one side and about as twice as long on the other. Placed over the angled front was a black, orange, and white label with a witch flying her broom past a large orange moon. I never knew if the pipes had anything near a scale pitch. We kids couldn't play anyway. We would just move it rapidly back and forth across our mouths like the harmonica players on TV, making a weird and very likely irritating noise, not unlike running your thumbnail over the teeth of a hard, graduated length barber's comb. Or you would blow two or three pitches together, which, depending on your mood at the moment, could represent a train, a ghost, or an outer space sound. To our parents, it represented annoying and take that thing outside and play. When that delicious, sweet, waxy smell taunted us beyond the breaking point, and we could stand it no longer, we peeled off the cardboard witch label, being very careful to drag it through our teeth to get every morsel of the sweet wax, and then bit into our first pipe. Nobody, and I mean nobody, would even have thought of just biting into the entire whistle and chewing. There was a method, and it assured that you could still play your weird little music while enjoying the candy one pungent bite at a time. I always liked to start with the smallest pipe, savoring the sweetness while still leaving plenty to play on. Sometimes, for variety, I would break the whistle into separate 2 or 3 note whistles, but in the end, there was always one whistle left, the longest one. Slowly, I would nibble away at the closed end, resealing it with a little chewed wax that had lost its flavor. With each nibble, the pitch of the single note got higher until it simply would not make a sound anymore. And then it, too, was happily chewed away until it lost its flavor. At the time wax whistles were being made, there were a lot of competition. The one people remember most, probably because it is still around, is the little milk carton of Nickel Nips. I keep messed up on that, I'm sorry. But we also had chewing wax skulls, monsters, stick tongues, skeletons, and even pistols. As fun as they all were, their flavor was in their juice, and the wax had no flavor at all. True, wax lips and mustaches had wonderful flavors, but to me, the Wowie wax whistles coming only once a year as it did, reigned supreme as king of them all. King of the retro Halloween candies. And that's that story. Hopefully you were able to understand me, because there are times when I am reading, I may go too fast and I may sound unintelligible. Like, you won't understand a thing I say. So, hopefully what I said made sense, but the kid loved the Wowie wax whistles so much that every time he saw them, he had to get them. And they are a staple of his past childhood, and they will continue to be a part of his childhood for as long as whenever. So I hope you are all doing safe with COVID-19 stuff going around. I just hope everything's okay, no one's hurt, sick. And my heart goes out to the ones who have been feeling, who have had family members die from coronavirus, and family members who actually have it and are still around. My heart goes out to y'all, and I hope y'all can recover. Meanwhile, I'm staying inside my house and trying to just wait this whole thing over. So there's that. I don't really think I have a memory. I always do memories, my memories, but I don't think I actually have a memory for today. So there is that. But I will be checking my emails, so when you watch my other episodes, you will see. You will see, you know, stuff like that, that I am talking about. My email, you can go and send me your, you know, I'm just going to say it, it's thecreepydemon33@gmail.com. T is capital, but H and E aren't. The C is capital, but the rest isn't. And then, of course, the D is capital, but the rest aren't capital. And yeah, it's all one word, of course. So that's that. Hope you have an amazing day, and I am looking out of my email, and so far I don't have anything. So remember, you can always go and check. I am at a loss for words, so I'm just going to end it now. So stay safe, stay happy, stay healthy, remember the past, because one of these days you're going to grow older, tell it to your children, and they will tell it to their children, so on and so forth. So have an amazing day. Thank you for letting me be a part of your time. God bless, and thank you.